This is Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast, episode number 31. And in this episode, we're talking about ways you can make more money in your business from where you are right now. And I got news for you. We're going to get a little woo. So I'm a little nervous for this episode, but I'm also excited to share with you. So let's get into it. Hey, not so average marketer. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I said in the intro, and I'll say it again now, I'm a little nervous for this episode because on this show, I'm usually very like, here's how to run a Facebook ad. Here's how to create a freebie. Here's how to launch. And I wanted to do something different because I have a little secret that some of my students and my customers and my clients know, but if you're just a listener to the podcast, you might not know. And that is that I lovingly refer to myself as woo adjacent. And for those who don't know what I mean when I say woo, I'm talking about things like law of attraction, metaphysics, the universe, you know, like higher powers that affect the way that our life functions and operates. And usually I'm very tactical on this show. And what I promise you is that I will still be tactical today. I'm still going to give you really tangible actions that you can take to really grow your business. But I wanted to do an episode where I talk a little bit about how we kind of think about manifestation in my business. And I know that this is a hot topic. I know that there's lots of podcasts on this. And I don't know, I just really felt called to share with you today some of the ways that we leverage some of these principles in our business to generate more revenue and generate more stability, right? And I think that the best place to start is talking about what I view manifestation as, because a lot of times when we talk about things like manifestation or law of attraction, it becomes very intangible, abstract, esoteric. Like, how does this thing actually work? So a long time ago, several years back when I first started kind of learning more about this, I watched a movie called The Secret, which you're probably familiar with or you've heard of if you're even remotely into law of attraction. It's a very entry-level kind of piece of content for a lot of people that study law of attraction. And there was this great example that I love that really made manifestation make sense to me. And that was, they said, you know, there's a million cars on the road, right? And something happens when you buy a car. You buy your car, and then suddenly you see that car everywhere, right? You buy a Ford Edge, and then suddenly it seems like every other day you're seeing a Ford Edge on the road. Well, the reality is that you buying that car didn't put more cars on the road. It's that you buying that car shifted your awareness to the presence of others with that car. So there's this concept that I really hold tight to when I'm thinking about manifesting more, which is really about awareness. To me, there are millions of opportunities in the world, right? Whether you are getting started in business, growing your business, there's so many opportunities. You could choose a million different things to do today. Reach out to someone to be on their podcast, you know, write a Facebook ad, send an email. There's a million different ways to grow yourself and your business. And this episode is about understanding awareness and understanding that if you're aware of the potential possibilities that sit out there already, you can leverage them. So I like to think of it as you're walking through life and there's a million doors around you. And manifestation is about learning how to tune in to see more doors, more opportunities, and choose the opportunities that are right for you. So let me talk a little bit about, like, I'm titling this episode Five Ways to Manifest More Money in Your Business. The first thing that you can do is determine what you're not willing to do. And I know this might sound counterintuitive, but a lot of times we do stuff because we're chasing money. And I think that when you're chasing money with like, I need it, it's harder to find it because you're so focused on the need that you're not focused on the opportunities out there. So the first way to manifest more money in your business is to get clear on what you're not willing to do for it, okay? Because if you don't think about what you're not willing to do, you will start seeing the opportunities as you shift your awareness to all of the things that you can do. But just because you can do something doesn't mean you want to do something, okay? So let's get really crystal clear what I mean by this. Let's say you say, Zach, I want to manifest an extra $5,000. And I say, great, all you need to do is close a $5,000 client. And you say, oh, I'm unwilling to work one-on-one for that $5,000. Well, now we know. In that example I gave earlier of like the million doors, some of those doors are now closed. And that actually makes it easier to observe the doors that are open. Because when there's a million open doors, it's harder to focus. As we start closing doors, it gets clear what we can go through. So if I were to say, what are you unwilling to do? I just want you to take a moment and think about it. What is that? Is that courses? Is that coaching? Is that one-on-one? Is it group coaching? Is it low ticket? Is it high ticket? What are you unwilling to do? The second thing that I would say will help you manifest more money is get clear on the outcome you want to achieve. So if you are trying to figure out what you want to do, you're trying to figure out how to make that $5,000 in the example that we gave earlier, what does that look like, right? Is that I want $5,000 so that I can pay off my credit cards. I want $5,000 so that I can take that trip to California. I want $5,000 because I want to put it in my savings and start my retirement fund. See, what I've discovered through my studies of manifestation and law of attraction is that money or things that we're trying to bring into our life are attracted to us better when we have a use for them. Now, psychologically, we can talk about how when we have an outcome for a desire, there's more motivation to get it, right? If we are sitting here saying, I want $5,000, but there's no real reason for it, there's no motivation to do it. It's just a goal. It's just a word on a piece of paper. So I want you to just be thinking, what do you actually want this for, right? So for example, I'm trying to, we want to build a new deck at our house. And so I've set some financial goals in my business based on what the deck costs and how I want to put that money into the deck, right? So I just want you to start thinking, where and how do you want that money to go? Now, this is where it gets fun. At this point, you've done a couple things. You've kind of gotten clear on what you're unwilling to do. You've gotten clear on what you want your outcome to look like. Now you get to do the most important part of manifestation that we don't like to talk about. And that is take action. So if you want to manifest more, you need to take action. Okay. And when I say take action, I'm saying you don't have to know how you're going to do something to start doing it. So for example, we're going to use me as an example. If I'm looking to build my deck, the best thing that I can do right now is start calling for estimates. It might sound simple. It might sound silly, but the universe, in my opinion and experience, loves action taking. So it's not about knowing how you're going to get there, right? You might be like, Zach, you haven't even generated the revenue you want to generate to build the deck yet. That's okay. I'm going to start the ball in motion. Because manifestation, in my experience, is not a passive activity. It's not something that happens when you visualize and make vision boards and journal. Yes, those things have a place. But the goal of those things is to bring your awareness back to the opportunities in front of you, right? If you look at a vision board every day that has your dream house on it, every day you're seeing that possibility, you're seeing that potential. But if you just see the potential and you don't take action in ways that bring you closer to it, that's just dreaming, not manifestation, not attraction, not law of attraction, right? So I want to encourage you to start taking simple steps today. So if you're like, my goal is that I'm going to launch a course. Great. Could you announce it? Could you pick a date? Could you email your list about it? Could you sit down and map out the entire course outline and get a free piece of course software and start building the skeleton? Like anything you can do to move yourself into action. Now, this works for two reasons. One, because hello, action begets results. But two, because when we're focused on something, our awareness shifts. And I said this at the beginning of the episode, and there's a good chance that I'll say it again before the end of the episode. Awareness is what it's about. It's about shifting the way we think so that what we perceive, see, and understand shifts as well. Okay? So once you've done this, once you've gotten kind of clear on what you're not willing to do, you've gotten clear on the outcome, and now you are taking action, the next step, in my opinion, is to go for the ask. Now, what does going for the ask mean? It means whatever you're trying to do, take that big step that develops that next level shift. Okay. So I'm going to give you a really specific example because I know that sounds really meta and I promised very tangible advice here. So let's say you decided, okay, I'm totally unwilling to build a course right now. I just don't have the capacity for it. I want to generate $5,000 with 3 to 5 clients so that I can put a down payment on a new car. First action, I announce that I have openings for 4 clients at $1,500 a piece. Step 4 would be to ask for the clients. So this means you should not just post on social media, okay? And I want to be really clear about this. Posting on social media alone, yes, it's a strategy, but it's not actually going for the ask. Going for the ask is reaching out to current students and saying, hey, I have openings. Would you be interested in coaching? It is reaching out to existing clients and saying, hey, do you have any referrals? It is sending out an email to your list saying, respond if you're interested in a one-on-one spot. This is the scary step. This is where you have to have faith in yourself and trust in a bigger power to move you forward in the business and your life. See, everything we've done up to this point is about shifting awareness, right? So if we know what we don't want to do, we know what we want to achieve, and we've kind of taken those first initial action steps, what that's done is it's changed the way that we see things. So now those initial action steps, you're kind of saying like, oh, I do have those clients I can ask. I do have that Facebook group I'm in. I do have that email list I can send to. I do have those 3 people who asked me about coaching last month and I was at capacity and now I've got a couple openings. We've shifted your awareness. Now is the time to open those doors and walk through to opportunity, okay? You have to get in there and start taking massive action because massive action begets massive results, okay? Now, the last one of this is less tangible, right? But this is the 5th way that we manifest really well, or I manifest really well, I think, and that is practicing gratitude. Okay. Now, everything up to this point has been about establishing how you're going to make more money, how you're going to do this, what you're going to do, what actions you're going to take. Gratitude journaling, in my experience, will increase your abundance in your life, whether financially, emotionally, it doesn't matter. It's worth it. And gratitude practice is really important. There's been a lot of research done that shows that when you have gratitude, when you're practicing gratitude, things are just better, less stress, more opportunity, your outlook changes, your perception changes. And so I just want to be crystal clear on what gratitude journaling is. It's really, it can be as profound or simple as you want. So for me, what I do is I like to wake up at least 3 to 5 times a week. And at the top of a piece of paper, I say, today I'm grateful for. And I just challenge myself to list out 5 things, okay? And these can be whatever you want. So like 1 week I said, I'm like super grateful for my super comfy Lululemon sweatpants, right? I had worked a really long time. I always had this dream of owning a pair of Lululemon sweatpants. Sounds silly, but it's something I wanted. And I was really grateful that I achieved that. It can also be things like I'm super grateful for a family who loves me. It can be material. It can be abstract. It can be anything. The point of this is that you can be rewarded for happiness where you are, right? And there's a lot of stuff on this. This is its own rabbit hole that we could go down, but suffice it to say that people who have more gratitude for what they have are open to the opportunity to receive more. Because when you have this gratitude, you are kind of vibing higher. You're operating at a higher level, and you're not thinking out of what we call desperation, That's what it really comes down to. If you're desperately out there saying, I need this money, I need to have that, you're gripping so tight onto what you need that your awareness starts to shift to what you don't have versus the opportunities. Gratitude is saying, I'm so grateful for what I have that I get to shift my awareness to the opportunities as a whole. Okay. So let's just run through these one more time. First things first, if you want to manifest more in your business, you've got to get clear on what you're not willing to do. Okay. What are you not willing to do? The second thing is get clear on what you do want. It's easier to see opportunities that move you closer to your goal when you know what the goal is and you know what the point of the money you're trying to generate is. Three, start taking action. Even if it's as simple as I'm going to announce the date my course is going to launch, or I'm just going to declare to my partner or my business mastermind that I am gaining X number of clients in X days. Four, go for the big ask. Take the massive action here. Do something scary. Ask for the client. Ask for the referral. Ask for the sale. Get on the phone. Do a sales call. Do the things that you haven't done to get the results that you haven't achieved. And then finally, the last one is just this kind of pretty bow that we put on top of everything, which is practice gratitude. Be so grateful for what you have. And I know that that's easy to say and harder to do in practice, but again, my go-to is to simply make a list of things that I'm grateful for several days a week. Ideally, I wish I could sit here and tell you I do it every single day. That's my goal, is to get there. But right now, I'm just practicing gratitude when I can, and I'm doing it 3 to 5 days a week, okay? So there you have it. That is 5 ways to manifest more money. I hope that you got something unique out of this episode. I know it's a little different than our usual content, so do me a favor, tag me over on Instagram at HeartSoulHustle, either in a story or in my DMs, and let me know what you thought. Do you like this kind of content? Do you want to see this blend of actionable manifestation with regular digital marketing strategies? Or are you like, this was cool, thank you for the insight into your life, Zach, but let's just go back to Facebook ads and marketing. I want to hear from you. So let me know. I hope you get massive value from this episode. Either way, the big takeaway is this: when you shift your awareness, you see more opportunities. When you see more opportunities, you can take them. And when you take those opportunities, you set yourself up for expansion. And when you celebrate that expansion through gratitude, you continue to shift your awareness to even more great things. So whether you are thinking manifestation is super out there or super practical, I hope that this episode helps you bridge the gap and gives you some insight. Now, we will have the complete transcript of this show over at heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP031. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP031 for Not Your Average Podcast, episode 31. I don't know. I hope that you got some value today. I can't wait to hear what you do with this information. And if you manifest something crazy amazing, be sure to let me know, because I love to hear when people kind of start to implement this stuff and see some really incredible shifts. So have an amazing rest of your week, month, day, year, and I'll see you next time on the Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast.